Welcome back to Community Connection. I like to call it the big show. Bill Davis, your host, and I got my good friend Marty Boonstra of Columbia Fire, doing sprinkler systems for the home and for businesses as well. You've been okay? You've been staying safe? Everything going okay?
It's been going good, Bill. Saving lives and property. Thanks for having me on the radio again this beautiful day.
Oh,
thank you.
We're getting into that nice weather here where all of us love it in the great Northwest. You know what I wanted to talk to you about today? Well,
I always
like to hear your success story. So tell us from whence you came and where you are right now as far as how you got the business started.
Well, started in the industry in 1984 as a teenager, young teenager. Just out of school, and my first job working in the shop, pushing a broom and making deliveries. And a couple of years later, I got onto the apprenticeship program and worked through that for about 15 years and started my own business in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it's going on 16 years ago now.
Wow.
But we've got, 50 employees and a lot of great employees, awesome customers, and we're working on a lot of really exciting projects in the area.
Nice.
It's going good.
You always tell me you're looking for hard workers, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah.
Hard workers, guys that, good integrity, honest, hardworking guys like to show up on time and
mm-hmm.
get the job done and take care of the customers, what we're looking to do
mm-hmm.
and looking to help hire some people that want to do the same thing.
We're going to give everybody that contact info here in just a minute. If, you're looking for a certain type of work and you think that sprinkler systems with Columbia Fire would be a good fit, we'll get you all that info here in just a second. Let's talk about what you're doing right now with sprinkler systems. Before you and I went on the air, you mentioned to me, and I can't believe people do this, but you mentioned to me that you're out checking around and making sure people are not painting their sprinklers. Do people really do that?
Yeah, they do. Well, now's the time everybody's doing spring cleaning and, modifying, upgrading their offices, their homes, that sort of thing. And when we get called for annual sprinkler inspections, which are required by the state
mm-hmm.
and the city, part of what we do when we inspect the sprinkler system is to make sure that the sprinkler heads are not painted.
Yeah.
I mean, you can paint the walls and the ceiling, but you can't paint the sprinklers. When you paint a sprinkler, it's like painting your window panes. Pretty soon you can't open your window. Well, it's the same effect as your sprinklers won't work when you paint them. So,
yeah, well, would they not register the temperature, or they just don't sprinkle, or what happens?
Well, one, they reflect heat, but
yeah.
two, it just makes it inoperable. It's like same with the window. When you paint your window jamb, it's just
mm-hmm.
stuck. You'll never get your windows open anymore. I'm sure you've tried that.
Oh, yeah.
One time. It just shuts the water. It don't let the water come out, period, and it's not good.
I'm sure you try to educate people, especially in their businesses like that, but, I mean, what would preclude a person? What would make somebody say, okay, I think I need to spray paint that sprinkler head up there? Is it just the decor or what? Okay.
Lack of knowledge. They save a buck. I mean, you would Most professionals that we see in the workplace, they tape the sprinkler off or they'll put a plastic bag over it. Putting a plastic bag on, it's the best way to go because, one, it'll still operate. Two, the plastic melts quickly.
Sure.
And three, it's easy to remove the plastic bag when you're done.
Hmm.
It's kind of obvious it needs to be removed.
Yeah.
Taping it works, but the bags work the best.
Marty Boonstra with us, Columbia Fire Sprinkler Systems, saving lives and property for commercial and for residential as well. And the main thing, obviously today, I think Marty, your message is don't paint your sprinkler head.
Definitely don't paint the sprinklers.
Yeah.
Normally you do carry spare sprinklers at the riser.
Uh-huh.
Always it's a requirement to have a spare head box. But
yeah.
Those are all brand new sprinklers. If you've got a painted head, give us a call. We'll replace it. But yeah, don't paint the sprinklers.
What projects are you working on in Whatcom County right now?
Well, we're doing the Ferndale High School.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a brand new elementary school right downtown. I think it's Sunnyland.
Sunnyland, yeah.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
We're doing a 4-story retrofit in an office building downtown. We actually just delivered another load of piping here this week. There's a couple other housing projects we're working on, some duplexes we're bidding on, but with the work we have awarded up there, boy, we're gonna have a busy summer.
Oh, it sounds
summer
like
and
it.
Fall,
yeah.
All the way through winter.
When you talk about bidding on a job, how does that come about? Does somebody call you? Does a business call you, or do you go out to do? Okay, that's how
just
it happens.
Just a quick phone call. Yeah. Usually it's an email. Honestly,
uh-huh.
We just get email invitations at marty@columbiafire.net. If you've got if you need a bid, just send me an email. I can bid it through the email. You send me a couple pictures or your plans. You
mm-hmm.
get us your project plans. We'll get it bid for you, no problem. And once it's awarded, we get our guys on it. We get it designed, engineered, get the plan submitted to the county or the city.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get a permit, we're on site installing, getting somebody a brand new sprinkler system.
I was going to ask about that as far as permits, paperwork, things like that, which, you know, can be a little confusing for for a business owner. Is that something you guys handle mostly?
We do. We take care of all the plans, the permits, the design, engineering. We work with your architect to make sure that we get you a product where the heads are all lined up going down the corridor
mm-hmm.
and the sprinklers are center of tile. And a lot of times the customer likes to pick certain colored trim for special rooms like theaters or
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing, and or office if you want your ceiling paint to match the sprinkler. We get the right colors picked right up front, so you don't have to paint your own sprinklers. We'll take care of it.
You have mentioned designing to me at some time or another. First of all, you were looking for a designer at one point. Is that job still open?
We can
okay.
still use a designer. Mm-hmm. We're starting to get busier now, and we could we've got less than 10 designers right now, but we would love to add another entry level designer if they know CAD.
Mm-hmm.
We can teach them fire sprinklers pretty easy. We've got the NFPA 13. We just walk them through it step by step, and absolutely. Or if you've got experience, definitely. We could use another experienced fire sprinkler engineer.
And the designers, what I like about this, they actually come in and, if I've got a business who, I got a nightclub or I got something that I want it to look, really industrial inside.
Right.
They take all of that into account, and basically that's why they're the designer, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We come up with the theme with the owner and the building, see what kind of a look, the architecture you have at your property, and we'll custom match a sprinkler system to fit your property and just really enhance the look and the feel of the property, so it all goes together and you end up with a outstanding looking product.
It's always a pleasure when we can chat with Marty Boonstra of Columbia Fire Sprinkler System. So we said you're looking for a designer, looking for hardworking people. We have come to the point in our little chat, Marty, that we got to send them to you, especially if they're looking for that good work. So how do they get a hold of you?
We're ready. Give me a call on my cell phone, 425-283-7990, or please, what's best, send me an email at Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, at ColumbiaFire.net. You can learn more about the company, frequently asked questions at ColumbiaFire.net, www.columbiafire.net, and
or,
you can get a hold of me there as well.
Yeah, or you can just turn on your TV, because it seems like I see your commercials about every 5 minutes on every channel.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You're making me blush.
Anyway,
maybe once a day.
He's a big
TV
star
now, too.
Yeah, big star on TV. Marty Boons for Columbia Fire. Always nice chatting with you, man. You have a good week, okay?
Bill, thank you. You too. Thank you very much. Have a great day.